Pianist Joyce Young says she never gets tired of performing Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg's only piano concerto. She says it embodies all the elements of a great romantic piano work.
It has that incredible, very virtuosic beginning. I think it really sets the tone for this grand journey that we're about to go on. And it has all the lyricism and the beauty that we seek for in a romantic piano concerto. And it also does have fun. It has all these moments that makes me want to dance.
Young has synesthesia, a neurological condition where music triggers color sensation in the brain. And she says the second movement evokes colorful visions of places she's never been to.
For me, I've not traveled to rural Norway, but it mimics really the sounds of this incredible nature, maybe snow melting and pristine lakes and sounds of nature like birds. You really get transported to this wonderful place and kind of has the ability to stop time. So I think this piece really takes you to places, and it's really a joy playing it each time.
Joyce Young began playing the piano when she was 4, taking lessons from her South Korean aunt, who was a Suzuki piano teacher. By the age of 9, she was in America studying in Juilliard's pre-college division. Joyce's life drastically changed at age 19 when she won the silver medal at the 2005 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition.
When you get that silver medal, the world starts to listen to you in a different way. Until that point, you're just a young pianist doing her best. Then suddenly, coming out of the competition, getting the silver medal, you just suddenly are compared to the world's greatest pianists, and people ask you, what are you about? Why should we listen to you?
Joyce Young has been answering those questions for concertgoers for several decades. Now a sought-after concert pianist with a number of CD albums to her credit. In 2017, Young and Italian violinist Gusten Hadlisch were nominated for a Grammy Award. Before pianist Joyce Young takes this stage, Saturday's concert begins with Mora Vivi, a short work by Puerto Rican composer Angelica Negron. The concert ends with Maestro Behel conducting the Symphony No. 5 by Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich. Although it's the last concert conducted by Behel as Omaha Symphony's music director, he returns as a guest conductor at the end of next season. For KVNO's Arts Today, I'm Colleen Cook.